Today, we continue with the series, The Seasons of Life. As I told you before, I want to use the lives of several men from the Bible to learn from history. And in this way, reflect and understand that there is a hidden message there for each one of us. One of these men, the one I am referring to, is David, a man who something happened out of nowhere. It didn't happen overnight. He lived the processes, seasons, and the life that were necessary for him. And when talking about this, perhaps we are going to feel very identified, and we can understand in what season we are in. And also understand, my beloved friend, that life is about processes. We cannot cancel the word process from life, and even less from the life we have in Jesus Christ. God all the time continues to work in us until we are at the stature of Christ. In the book of Philippians, the Bible teaches us that he who began a good work in us has to perfect it until the day of Christ. So don't cancel the word processes. Learn to receive it and understand it. That it's not synonymous with crying. It is not synonymous with losing everything. Processes are synonymous with growth, opportunity, blessings, and knowing that we are in the best hands. We are in the hands of the Father, and he continues to work in us. His eyes are attentive to our life, and that is wonderful. Join me in the book 1 of Samuel chapter 16, and we are going to read from verse 4 to be able to introduce ourselves into the first station to which I want to take you, a station in which I believe that we are all going to feel identified. I have given this station the name of anonymity. The station of anonymity, it is the station to which we will not like to get off and to get to know, but to continue straight on the train and arrive at the last one. It produces fruits, but we cannot reach the last one if we do not start the story. I know that the Bible says that God had called us to be the head and not the tail, but he considered that we will never be able to enjoy being the head if we do not learn the tail first. Everything has its moments, as well as when we are born, we experience seasons or changes, situations, processes, where we learn in certain areas of our life, such as when we want to defend ourselves and learn to walk. Just as babies, first they carry us. We do not have the strength yet. We learn to lift our heads. Then we gain strength. We begin to move our arms to push ourselves. Then we place ourselves on our knees. And we begin to crawl. And at some point, we begin to take the first steps. That is wonderful. And it is wonderful if you as parents have been able to experience it with your children, right? Now, this reminds me, at some point with my children, when they were crawling and not walking, my children began to walk after a year or so. My wife worried at some point because she said, but if such a child began to walk at 9 months or at a year in a month, it is rare that our children are not walking yet. The same time, and it has already been a year and 3 months and they haven't taken their first steps. And then they explained to us that we should not be afraid nor worried, because each child did it at their time. I want to take it for granted before starting this first season, that you never judge people by the station in which they are, because you are going to go through it. Never judge the process of others. Let's not be like the friends of Job, a man who lost everything, and his friends were not around him to pray for him, to help him, strengthen him. But the first thing they started was to look for what sin Job committed, because God punished him. That was their thoughts. Like the thought of many today, if you are in that stage, in that situation, it is because God is punishing you. But it's not about that. It's not about causes. It's about purpose. And it is better to be silent when God is working, or when you are seeing someone at a certain station pray for him. Do not criticize. Do not raise your word to pronounce judgment on that person, because you will also be judged when you arrive to a certain station, which you will have to pass through according to the purpose that God established for you. And let us remember that with the same rod, we will be measured. We will be measured. Let us remember that everything we sow, we will reap. So it is better to learn to shut up, to cry with those who cry, to laugh with those who laugh, to give words of strength, of encouragement when necessary, to pray for each other and get up, because that is what this race of life is about, my beloved friends. In some moments, you are going to be used by God because you have already gone through that station. Do not criticize, do not mock. Help them, because later on, you will need others to be able to face every circumstance in life. So 1 of Samuel chapter 16, it says from verse 4, "So Samuel did as the Lord indicated. When he arrived in Bethlehem, the elders of the town came out to meet him, trembling. What happened? They asked him, 'Are you coming in peace?' 'Yes,' Samuel answered, 'I come to offer a sacrifice of the Lord. Purify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice.' Then Samuel performed the purification for Jesse and his sons, and he also invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, 'Surely this is the Lord's anointed.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not judge because of his appearance or because of his stature, because I have rejected him. The Lord does not see things the way you see them.' I hope that you are receiving this word and keep it in your heart. Look at what it says. The Lord does not see things the way you see them. People judge by appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart." Can you understand it today? The Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to walk ahead of Samuel. But Samuel said, "This is not the one the Lord has chosen. I am going to stop there for a moment, and I'm going to put it to you in context so that we can understand what is happening. The first king of Israel, named Saul, failed, disobeyed, and God told him that he was not going to be a king anymore. He took away the kingdom to place his successor. God already had his eye on someone who was not known to anyone. He was anonymous, but who was learning to know God. He was in the station of anonymity, because behind the sheep, hidden, were not even listening to me well. Where even within his family, he was not considered someone important. And that is what it is, because God does something out of nothing. That is what it's about. God is the one who works in us. We do not have to feel important or that the world recognizes us. The important thing is that the eye of the Lord is on us, no matter the situation in which we find ourselves. In anonymity, in that station of anonymous, where loneliness often becomes the best companion, but not so that it is in us for life, but so that we learn that in that station it is necessary to be alone, because it is the station where God is going to call our attention and can approach, and we can get closer to know him more. That station is the first, and it is wonderful. We all need to go through the station of anonymity. At some point in our lives, we need to silence the circumstances of the people who are around us. We need to look to lock them up many times and to be in privacy with God, just to hear the voice. His voice is what we need to hear. So God tells the prophet Samuel, "You go and you are going to anoint one of the sons of Jesse." He does not tell him whom. Instead, he says, "Go to Jesse's house. He has some children, and I'm going to show you who the king of Israel is going to be, whom you are going to anoint." So Samuel makes a sacrifice there, makes a feast, and invites the sons of Jesse. When he sees the first one, who is the highest, the outstanding one, He could physically meet the requirements to be a king, a man perhaps of battle. And when Samuel said he is going to be the one, it happened to his parents. Or what happens to most of us. We give in to what our eyes see, right? We get carried away, but God stops him, tells him, I see the heart. God's works is not from the outside to the inside, my beloved friends. God works is from the inside out, a beautiful heart. What is the use of having many physical attributes and having a fragmented heart? Man is what is in his heart. We are going to show what's in our hearts because that is the nature that we carry. That is why when we repent, we ask for forgiveness. We ask God and we say, dwell in my heart and transform it completely. God does not want to make your heart a better heart because it's already invaded by sin. God wants to destroy it, make it new. In the process, you will experience changes. It is necessary. Some of you will feel, others will not. But it's God at work. You are in the best hands. He is accommodating you to his purpose. And that is wonderful. That is why when Samuel understands the message, then he goes to the next one. And God tells him, this one the Lord has not chosen either. This one is not either. When all the sons of Jesse pass, Jesse says, these are all my children. These are all. And Samuel asks him, are you sure they're all? Notice how important David was to his family. Not even his father, Jesse, considered that he needed to be in that meeting. When there is an important meeting, you call all your children. But how important was David to his family? That they stopped working. They didn't send for him. They left him behind the sheep. Then Jesse told Samuel, he is still the youngest, but he is in the field taking care of the sheep and goats. He is very young. He has no experience. And that's why I didn't send for him. I thought it wasn't important. Tremendous, right? I think many times we are going to feel at this station, the station of the anonymous. So he sent for him immediately. And when Jesse sent for him, look how he describes it in verse 2. The young man was dark-haired and handsome and with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, anoint him. When David was standing among his brother, Samuel took the bottle of olive oil that he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came with great power on David. From that day, then Samuel left. Look how wonderful the station is, where we are called by the Lord. God does not care how well known we are to the world. He formed us in his image and declared purpose in us. Today, that word purpose is resounding with force. And it is touching your heart. You are experiencing changes in your life. You are entering moments of loneliness, but today I come to tell you, today I come like Samuel to tell you, your time has come. That is a strong call from God. And how much you decide to follow Christ, when you decide to accept that call, many will move away. Some will not want to make a partnership with you. God will have to move others away because instead of adding, they will subtract from you. Many will make the decision to move away from you because seeing you committed to God, they will be afraid. They will not prosper because they know that everything they do it under darkness. But you are already part of the light. You already live in the truth. You no longer live under a lie. So you have to learn, my beloved friend, that at some point when you decide to listen to the voice of God, when you decide to move forward in the Lord, some will leave, but you remain because they are a part of the season in which you had to live in some moments. Like Peter, God is going to say, take your boat away from the shore. I need you alone. Or like Moses, who took him for 40 years to the desert. And I do not present him a prophet. but he himself presented himself before him through a burning bush that burned and was not consumed. God wants to call your attention. And if you do not understand this moment of solitude, what is necessary for you to know it and clearly understand its call, you will not be able to go to the next station, or you will arrive incomplete. And it will be time to repeat. Return to the same. Do not repeat the story. Take it into account, the decision you are going to make. Do not move while waiting for others. Do not move following another. Wait for what God has to tell you. That is important. David learned in that first station that he needed to be trained. Now, he did not know what he was anointed for. I imagine he got there. Samuel anointed him. And he was perhaps thoughtful. And this person, why did he come to anoint me? And as a king of Israel, I know of kingdoms, but God was already working his life. Why does he know that he passed behind the sheep? David never received a word of thanks or a tap on the back from him saying, "You're doing everything right." David took care of the sheep, but there he met God behind the sheep. And he trained, because when the bears came, the lions, David faced them. Now David did not have to have a cell phone to record a selfie killing a lion and then post it on Facebook or Instagram of that moment and say, "Wow, look what I did." Those are times of loneliness where nobody knows you. And sometimes that is necessary. You need silence on the networks. You need silence everywhere to hear clearly what God wants me to do. What is his call for my life? I need to listen to him, because many can come to tell you, "God commands you to say this and that." God never said anything. There is nothing like hearing the direct voice of God. But you need, as Jesus said, learn to close the door and enter the private with your God, your Father, who in private, then he will reward you in public. David was trained in privacy. And let me tell you, training in private guaranteed promotion in public. David was unveiled in the second station, but he had to go through the first. And in the first, nobody sees you. Do not worry. In the first, not even the pastor will tell you how well you are doing. Do not worry. You are in intimacy with the Father. And that is greater than everything, because you are learning that you do not deserve the gratitude of men. That you are learning that it does not matter, that there is no public recognition. After God recognizes you in private, that gives us the greatest satisfaction. Train yourself in holiness. The moment you are at that station, take advantage and train yourself. Train yourself in holiness. Train yourself in pity. Train and learn submission and obedience to God. Train yourself to listen. Train yourself to discern and live in the gift that God gave you in your intimacy. Train yourself in pain and learn trust. Train yourself in the word and make it your manual of life. Do not let go of it during the day or night. And then when you learn to enjoy this station, you will see how God himself shows you when is the time to take the first step and move on to the second station. Father, I thank you for this word. I would like to speak much more, but time is running out. Help us to understand these short words and treasure them in our hearts, so that they are not erased from our minds, and to be able to understand what is necessary. And if we are in this station, it does not mean that we are wrong. On the contrary, it is a wonderful station of life where we hear your voice, where we hear your call, and we understand that you have prepared us for wonderful, powerful things. In you, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elia Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.